For kids growing up in the inner city, even urban Los Angeles, a skateboard and a sidewalk is about as close as they get to surfing. This summer, a program called LA Surf Bus is taking kids who rarely even see the ocean and shuttling them to the beach for surf lessons. Gloria Hillard has a report.
We're ready. Okay, guys, get on. Let's go.
One boy brought his skateboard. Others juggled backpacks, Walkmans, and towels. In this neglected neighborhood near downtown Los Angeles, Surf's Up begins with a foot up on an old converted school bus. The ocean may be just 25 minutes away, but 11-year-old Adam says all he knows about surfing is...
It's on the water.
But 12-year-old Brandon has the outfit. He's wearing a popular surf brand t-shirt, Hawaiian print baggies, and a beach towel is draped around his neck.
That's an experience I never had before. And like I see other people doing it, and it just makes me want to do it too.
The bus rolls out past graffiti-bordered buildings and dirty sidewalks, past freeway off-ramps, and then the ocean comes into view.
All right, let's go!
The first thing they need is wetsuits. 16-year-old Jonathan stepped into his, stretching and pulling the unforgiving neoprene suit over his hips.
It's too tight, too. I had to get a medium. I got a small. Almost there. Excuse me?
The zipper goes in the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the would-be surfers began their trek over the hot sand. Brandon, who is 4'6", is carrying a board he says is as tall as Shaquille O'Neal.
These were the only ones left. It's real heavy.
More than 300 inner-city kids signed up to participate in the summer-long program sponsored by national surf gear companies. But the inspiration for LA Surf Bus is 48-year-old former national women's surfing champion Mary Setterholm.
I think when you're giving joy and you're also teaching safety at the same time and fitness, oh my gosh, what a combination. What a powerful combination for these kids. So you lie down on the board in the lower half of the board.
At this point, 8-year-old Amy was having some second thoughts about it all.
I don't know, but I'm just really nervous. The waves are big, so I just hope for the best.
Amy's first attempt at standing up on the board did look a little like someone trying to master the hula hoop.
First time I did it, I was scared. But the next two times, I was excited.
Watching them, it's hard to figure out who was having the most fun, the kids or Mary Setterholm.
Yeah! Woo! Look at this girl. She's surfing. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her. Pretty soon, she's going to be able to take a board out by herself.
Sure enough, 11-year-old Erica was even starting to sound like a surfer.
I thought it was going to be cool, but not this cool.
By the end of the day, 10-year-old Brittany was enjoying a sand-sprinkled sandwich, looking out at the waves.
You know, I don't come to the ocean a lot, so it's just, this is a special opportunity for me.
An opportunity, along with blue lips and sand-filled shoes, that was the inspiration for endless chatter on the bus ride home. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.